The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Now, Chris, I heard this last night. A mum in Sydney has decided she's going to treat her kids just a little bit. Apparently, they were on their way to the movies and they opened up a packet of biscuits that their mum had packed for them, got the biscuits out of the packet, bitten into them, and thought to themselves, wow, these biscuits are disgusting.
Ungrateful little buggers.
Yeah, it's a horrible taste.
did they just eat them? Like, shut up and go, well, yeah, no, these are good, mum. Thanks for spending your hard-earned cash on us.
Not about that. But they've got home to their mum and sort of complained to their mum and said, well, mum, these biscuits you've given us are absolutely disgusting. On closer inspection, mum's realised, oh, my God, I've fed my kids dog food. She's packed the Scooby snacks that you get from the supermarket, the biscuits that are for your dog. She's packed them in her kids' lunchboxes.
How has this happened? Did the Bickies look at the very least like human food?
Well, they kind of look a little bit like Tiny Teddies, if you know what Tiny Teddies look like. With the choc chips and all flavours.
These are choc chip Bickies,
well,
are they?
Well, I think they look like choc chips. I think they're more carob, which is meant to be good for dogs.
Yeah.
But they're little bones and they look like just little biscuits, little snack biscuits. And apparently they even come in little snack bags as well.
That's a bizarre way to package dog food. It looks like they're packaging dog food to look like human food.
Yeah.
But didn't this lady scratch her head when she thought she was buying just regular run-of-the-mill biscuits for her kids and it was surrounded by, like, Whiskers and Friskies and Pal dog food? Like, wasn't that a head scratcher for her?
Well, this woman has posted on Facebook and she's actually accused the supermarket where she bought the Scooby snacks as being poorly organised because apparently the Scooby snacks were in the same aisle as the other human biscuits and the other snack biscuits that you put in a lunchbox.
Yeah, that's fair enough then.
The mum is blaming the supermarkets.
I get it. That's an easy mistake to make. Like, if the biscuits are just surrounded by other regular biscuits, then...
But surely she must have been thinking there. Like, if you have a look at the packet here, there's a picture of Scooby-Doo and it clearly marks below dog-friendly snacks.
Oh, but
no artificial colours or preservatives.
Who really reads the fine print on the packet, though, Seba? Have you ever eaten pet food by accident or intentionally?
Not by accident.
How many times have you eaten it intentionally?
I ate cat food once as a dare. Like the dry cat food.
It's salty, isn't it?
Yeah, super salty.
Yeah.
Like the dry cat food, not wet cat food, because I reckon I'd probably gag off that.
But... Wet cat food's where you cross the line.
Have you?
I've eaten cat food, dry cat food, same as you, Seb, just curiosity more than anything. Didn't like it, didn't go back. Seb, I ate dog chocolates once. They were like, you know cooking chocolate, the little melts?
Yeah, yeah.
Basically a version of those, but carob. I was trick-or-treating for Halloween with my siblings and we went to a guy's house. We kind of knew him a little bit, so he was kind of joking.
Sus.
Well, he's like a friend of the family and he was kind of joking around with us and he kind of goes, trick or treat, all right, what can I trick you guys with? And we're like, haha, yeah, no. And then he disappears. He looks for, we assume, a treat in the cupboard. He comes out with his chocolate drops, puts them in our bag. We're like, thanks, man. We go home. We're eating these for the rest of the day. Quite enjoying them. There was nothing wrong with the flavour of these chocolate drops. We find out the next day, because his kids go to the same school as us, he'd given us dog treats.
How did you find out? Did he come around and tell you?
No, or his kids told us. They go, did you eat dad's trick? And we're like, what do you mean dad's trick? We ate the delicious chocolates he gave us.
I bet the dad's just sitting back, twirling his fingers, just laughing at you guys.
Oh, he probably thought he was the right larrikin. But anyway, you know what? They were delicious. We didn't get sick, so... probably eat them again, given a chance.
Well, I'll probably avoid them, but if you're going to go back for more, go for it.
Carl on 5333 1031. Carl, have you eaten something you probably shouldn't have?
Yeah, I was dared to eat biomare cubes, so some horse food.
Horse food? Now, Dad, that's not really an accident, man. You went out there and willfully put that in your mouth. How did it go?
Well, it actually tasted like Weet-Bix, so it wasn't too bad. So
yeah, right.
That was a bonus, but... yeah, I don't know how I'd go about eating cat food or dog food.
I'm thinking, Carl, if it tasted like Weet-Bix, what's it like economy-wise? Like, if it's a bit cheaper to buy a big sack of it might be a way you can save money when you're doing your weekly grocery shop.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'd go that way. It's got corn and stuff in it, so
Hey, Carl, I'm wondering if there was any after effects after you ate this horse food. Did you have a bit of a rush to the bathroom moment or any vomiting or anything like that?
No, just when I went to the toilet, I just had corn coming out the other end.
Oh, dear. No, that's not really what you want, Carl.
Too much information.
But I tell you what, you ran the 1,600 metres faster than you ever have in your life. Amazing achievement.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.